Our specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our finale predictions. We are all alone because we wanted to be. We figured there's really no way to do power rankings for this finale. We always have a hard time. Alexa and I will put out our final order, what we think. But the power rankings for this season are over. I want to pull up the actual thing. Alexa, you did take home third place. I just want that to be announced real quick.
I'll take it.
That's not bad. Hey, that's bronze, right? That's at least you medaled.
At least I got a medal. But the thing was, I couldn't not medal in this situation because we didn't have like Joe coming in. But I did make it to the finale in the eliminator game. And I really think at the end of the day that, in fact, my winner pick is still here is all that matters.
Hey, both. I ended up going with Brendan as my winner pick, but in the cast assessment, supposedly, I said Dom was going to win. So I should have just stuck with that. I mean, nothing against Dom. Brendan was just so much dreamier. It took me off guard, and I just assumed that he would make it to the end.
Everyone will look at him and just fall in love with him the way that you did. I can't even just throw that on you. Yeah. I also fell in love with him.
Get out of here. I mean, it seems like everybody really did fall in love there with Brendan, so I'm okay with it.
I took your strategy this preseason in that for the like fantasy game, the eliminator game, and the prop bet game, fantasy game, prop bet game, and bootless game. I tried to put a different winner in each one, but I think I did just like Wendell and I think I put like Stephanie Gonzalez up there, so that went as well as one could have anticipated. So I'm really glad that Wendell's still here because I like him and because I have some pride.
Yeah, and those final scores were 117 for me. The survivors ended up with 113, and Alexa, you ended up with 106. So that's the final of that. The good news for me is that the only way Joe Mena can beat me in the fantasy game is if Angela wins, which I will say right now, the first prediction of the night is Angela does not win.
that is a hot take that I was really not ready for.
Yeah, right. So everybody who was banking on Angela winning, she doesn't.
Spoiler alert, Phil.
I know.
Something with such confidence.
I know. I gotta update yours and Vaughn's score here. Who was LVP last week? I want to get all this done, and then we can do our predictions. This way we can.
Oh God, I didn't even look. Let me look real quick. Laurel got the LVP,
which makes sense. I think Laurel was. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Vaughn ran away with this. Even if Wendell wins, as long as Wendell's sitting there with Dominic, you still lose. Because Vaughn has 169, you have 147, I have 127, and Joe has 116.
Wow, Joe really has done well for himself.
He did. I mean, Angela's in the finale. Angela got him. I know we doubled up the points, but Angela got him 70, which means Angela really got him 35, which is more than my entire team except for Kellen.
Mm-hmm. She got an MVP as well, so I think that kind of helped her up.
And she won an immunity, which also helped her out.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and she ended up with more points than everybody on Vaughn's team except for Dominic and Sebastian.
That is absolutely wild. How did she not have as many points as Sebastian? Because they lasted the same amount of time.
Sebastian didn't win immunity.
So she does have more than Sebastian.
She has more. Oh, you know why? Because she had three LVPs. That's what it was.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, she had three LVPs. But still, so Angela, Joe Mena got a steal there with Angela.
We should have listened to him.
Thankfully, Chris went home and didn't play his idol. Otherwise, I would have been done.
Oh, my God. You would have lost to the ghost team.
I would have lost to literally. Two people that we literally, like, we spoon-fed Joe, and Joe would have beaten me. But that won't happen unless Angela pulls out the win, which it can't happen. Because even if Angela makes it to the finale and wins both immunities, I think that's still only 10 points. So that would put her at – that would put him at 126, which would be 1 point behind me. So
wow. Next time, Joe. Next season.
but we're gonna break down the final three scenarios here tonight. That's what this is all about. And so going into this finale, I know. I sent Alexa where this is gonna be in my season rankings. I know we normally say after the season, but I will say right now that unless this finale is really good, it is a bottom five season. That's where I put it. Like so I don't want to be too negative
to
here.
To spoil this even more, Phil put Thailand above
ahead
season,
of it. I did.
Just I find to be personally insulting, but Phil's opinion.
Here we go. So but here's what I'll say about this season though. The one really interesting thing that it still has going for it, and the reason that it'll probably jump ahead of Thailand, but it sounds so much more dramatic to say bottom five instead of bottom six. The reason that I might end up bumping it ahead of Thailand is because both Wendell and Dominic can win this game. So for as predictable as this season has been, if they're both sitting in the final three, then the final three is a very good final three that's going to have a good, like a surprise. Like, you're not going to go into that final three saying this person definitely wins. And we kind of had that in Game Changers, although Brad was shown so negatively in that finale that by the time we got to the final three, you knew Sarah was pulling it off. But really, the last time we had this situation was in Koh Rong, because there were only four people in that finale. You knew that Aubrey and Michelle were both going to make the final three. And even if Michelle or Aubrey didn't, that meant Sydney did. So either way, you were going to get a really competitive final three. And I think that's what's going to happen here. Like, I could see this being a 5-4-1 vote or something like that. It could also end up being 8-1-1 or 9-0 or who knows. But I just think that as long as the two of them are sitting next to each other, it's going to be a really, really, really interesting final three.
I think last season had an interesting potential final three, because that final four of Devin, Chrissy, Ben, and Ryan, that was a really strong final four. And I know people are not pleased with how that season went, but I think that's a great example of a final four where really anyone had an argument to win. I mean, Ryan, they always do this. They always have a person who like gets the least amount of votes. They suddenly have an amazing final tribal. But Ryan was talking, and I was like, holy crap, this guy's going to pull it out. And with Chrissy, like Chrissy and Ben, you didn't really know which way he was going to go. With Ben, you didn't even think he was going to make it there. So I thought that was a pretty good one. I guess this one's different because I think for as frustrated people are with how people have allowed Wendell and Dom to get where they are, I think no one can really deny that everybody likes Wendell and Dom, both the players and as fans. So I think it'll make for a really interesting one, kind of like Aubrey and Michelle, where people just really liked both of them. And I don't think this one is as contentious because Dom and Wendell are playing a similar game while Aubrey and Michelle were playing very opposite games. But I think that's why I have some faith in this finale, because I think it's going to be really fun to just finally watch them battle it out. They've been together the whole time, but I think people have different reasons for voting for one or the other, and we'll obviously get to it. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how it goes down. But if it isn't the two of them, like if just Wendell or just Dom is in it, then I will be pretty disappointed.
Yeah, then it's disappointing. And I will say, you brought up last season. I think the thing with last season, though, was everybody was assuming it was either going to be Devin, Chrissy, and Ryan in the final three, or Ben, Chrissy, and Ryan in the final three. And in that situation, we knew Ryan wasn't going to win. And even though Chrissy had a lot of fans outside of the game, I think that from her edit, she was shown being argumentative with Joe. Her and Ben weren't getting along at all. So if Ben was on that jury, he wasn't voting for her. Dr. Mike wasn't going to vote for Chrissy. It didn't seem he might have voted for her, but it
he
seemed
did
like
vote for her.
He did, right?
But it seemed like convinced he wouldn't.
Yeah, in like the game though, like we saw a lot of people arguing with Chrissy, which made it seem like, okay, if Chrissy sits in that final three, she was definitely getting more of a negative edit than a positive edit. This season, Wendell and Dom are both heavily positive. Like, we have not seen anything negative from them. And for everybody who says, like, they're both such obvious winners, well, how can they both be obvious winners? Because only one of them is going to win. So one of them is actually getting a fake winner's edit, while the other one is the actual obvious winner. And I will say that this season, that's the one thing it has going for it, is that at least both of them, we're being told that they're both, it's so obvious one of them is going to win. Yes, but it's not obvious which one is going to win. So as long as they're both sitting there, this is going to be a very good final three that's not predictable. Because neither of them have ever been shown in a negative light at all.
I think, I guess I see this going two ways. I see it going, you know, the Suri Micronesia, the David Wright Millennials versus Gen X. One of them, because they're both extremely popular, one of them goes out of that fire-making challenge because that final four vote is always someone who's very, very well-liked, or that final vote before the final tribal council. Or we have a Yule and Ozzy scenario, and people can say what they will about Cook Islands, but and you were talking about this in our previous predictions. Dalton Ross just did that Who's Pleased with the Winner competition on EW, and Yule and Ozzy, however many years later, is still very contentious. People still believe that Ozzy should have won people still believe that Yule should have won. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we get a scenario like that, because Yule and Ozzie were so toe-to-toe in that season, and Dom and Wendell are so toe-to-toe in the season. And I think it would put a really good cap on it to have them just really battle it out and have one of them like win by one.
Yeah, and the only problem with this season that makes it far inferior to Cook Islands is there's no Parvati, there's no Penner, there's no Candace, there's no Adam. Like, there, what was his name?
Nate, Billy.
Billy, Nate, Sekou. Like, these are, like, really fun
Nate
characters.
Was great.
Nate was great. Nate was so much fun. So, like, that's what you're missing. There's no Cowboy on this season. Like,
Cowboy.
I guess Bradley was your Cowboy, right? He was, like, the pre-merge guy who was, like, pretty good TV, and then he's gone.
Yeah, I could only compare them on the, like, good. I was about to say good TV is about the only thing you can compare them.
Nope.
I would have loved
the same person.
I would have loved to see Bradley, like, kind of pulling at, like, I don't know, pulling at, like, Brendan's face and getting him to get rid of a headache, and instead just, like, bruising his eyebrows.
Would have been amazing. I mean, that's the TV we missed out on. That's what we missed out on.
That's it. The goddamn edit, I tell you. Take some good stuff away.
We need the fake Cowboy. Now, hashtag fake Cowboy.
And now Cowboy's, like, iconic because he invented the like, don't vote for the person with the idol strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love reading this, like, the comments over here. Did Phil just call Sekou fun? He was great. Adam and Candace.
Wasn't Sekou the first vote?
Yeah. He ended up making a song about Survivor. Adam and Candace are not selling points. That first season, man, I'll tell you, I really hated that Candace came back for, Heroes versus Villains. I thought that was, like, the worst hero casting choice by far.
I mean, it is.
But when you go back and you actually watch Cook Islands, her and Adam, like,
her and Adam are fantastic.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, them doing the mutiny is great, or her doing the mutiny because of Adam, and then it's great. I don't even.
Well, it's great. And then Jeff has one of his, like, top 10 Jeffisms, where Candace gets voted out. Or no. Yeah, Candace gets voted out, and he was pretty much like, "Well, if Adam actually cared about you, he would have given you the."
Yeah, that was
great. It was awesome.
Okay, so now we've definitely strayed from what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, we've talked about Cook Islands more than I ever expected us to tonight.
Well, you know, they both have island in the name. All right, let's do this. Let's do the and then at the end of this, we'll do, like, what we actually think, who's gonna place where on this in this finale. But let's do the final three that's most likely to happen. Let's start off with Donathan, Angela, and Sebastian. So this is probably what's going to happen, right?
This is where it goes down. And we have how many jury members are there? 10?
10. So there's 10 jury. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was going to say, give me that three-way tie.
10. Yeah, 10. So here's what I – it's interesting because when we did the Millennials versus Gen X one, Will and I, we were able to, like – you really had to break down all the scenarios because David could have won, Jay could have won, Adam could have won, Brett could have gotten votes. And Hannah and Ken, like, we kind of figured, just like everybody else did, that, like, whoever they sat next to would win if both of them were in the final three. The thing is, with Angela and Sebastian, whoever sits with them in the final three is going to win if the two of them both make it there. However, Donathan is definitely the person who had the least chance to win. But, like, there's really no reason to, like, focus on, like, a Sebastian, Angela, Donathan final three, a Laurel, Angela, Sebastian final three, a Laurel, Donathan, Sebastian, Laurel, Donathan, Angela. Like, those final threes are so unlikely. If Wendell and Dominic both go out before that final three, then what was the travesty that is Ghost Island? Like,
I don't even – I mean, and also, we're at the point in the game where – I mean, I don't think that this – I have no, like, science basis off of, but I don't think that either of them will hold on to their idols and pull the whole, like, I want to bring home a souvenir. They're both very smart players. They have proved that they're very, very smart players. So they're going to play those idols at some point in the next two votes. So they will make it to the final four.
Yeah, at least. Well, yeah, both of them are going to make it to the final four. Both. Or you get a situation where two of them make it to the final five. One of them wins the immunity. Somebody somehow goes home at five. There's no way, though, that Angela and Sebastian are both making it to the final three. I think that watching this, I think that Sebastian is likable. Nobody thinks he can win, but I think they actually like him. And I think that he's going to be the first one to go because he's got this extra vote. Maybe he'll try to use this as, like, an advantage. You know, he was talking about overthrowing Dom and Wendell. And maybe he tries to throw that extra vote on Dom or Wendell. They catch wind of it and vote him out right away because it's like – and they play their idol to make sure he goes home. And at this point, I mean, I know Laurel's getting a lot of hate on the internet, which of course,
yeah, she's
like,
getting crushed. Which is, you know, again,
of course, I mean, she's offensive.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, she's bad. She's a shit person.
She's
obviously.
Rude. She's yeah. incredibly obnoxious. Doesn't yeah. do anything around camp. No one likes her. I mean, yeah.
in real life, you period. Should see her in real life. She's even worse. But I know that she's getting a lot of hate because she is playing a very boring, frustrating game right now. But I do love the Mario Lanza just trolling Survivor fans right now. I'm a huge Mario Lanza fan.
I love him too. What did he do?
He's like so old school that it's actually like, I like the old school seasons more than the new school seasons. I'll like always admit that. Mario Lanza like pretty much says like after season 7, it's just like a bastardized version or like whatever.
Is I forget season 8 considered new school?
I don't even know. Whatever it is, like I just know he starts to get to like a point where he's like so set in his ways. But at the same time, he was doing the whole thing where it was like, we need big moves. We need big moves. And then it was like, why is Donathan trying to make a big move? Oh no, Laurel's not making a big move. Like he's just, I forget exactly what he was doing, but he was just trolling the yeah. entire fan base.
Well, Stephen Fishbag did something similar too. He was like, all of you guys are complaining about how we're in a big moves era and people are making too many big moves. And now you're pissed at Laurel and Kellen for not making big moves. Like pick a side.
Well, and I think the biggest problem with this season is the fact that you forget that Dominic and Wendell were actually underdogs at the merge. Like they were two people on their own, but it's been so blatantly edited that like you knew they were going to overcome it. So it doesn't feel like they overcame anything. Like if you go back to Chris Doherty winning, it should be obvious when you watch it, but he's a one man island. It's 6-on-1 and he has to come back and win it. And you feel like he earned that thing. With Dom and Wendell right now, it was like 9-on-2 at the beginning there, or 10-on-2, whatever it was. Like people were looking, they knew that Dom and Wendell were threats. Chris kind of could have played that idol and really thrown this game on its head, whatever. But like we don't feel like they overcame anything because it was so set in stone that they were going to, that they were going to make it to the end here. We knew that they were gonna be in the finale. So like it doesn't feel as powerful as it could have. And so now you're in a situation where it's like it's been boring because you just want to like grab Laurel by the head and shake her. It's like, come on, like you have to see this happening. But maybe on the island, she doesn't. I mean, what bothered most people was her confessional last week of like, it wouldn't be fair. And it's like, dude, it's not going to be fair when you sit at the end and get 0 votes. Like, why would you give somebody that chance? Mm-hmm.
You brought up a good point with Chris not playing as idol. Cause many people have been saying, and I agree with this, that Chris's departure was the turning point of the season. That was like when the season started to get pretty damn bad. And I think like with Chris going home, with Libby going home, even with like Michael going home, none of them like really changed the course of the game because Michael never had any allies. Libby mm-hmm. never really had any allies. Chris never really had any allies. So all these people just went home and they were just kind of bodies that were taking up space that went home. And that's not an insult to them. The point I'm trying to make is that they, like, it was always Dom and Wendell, or it was always this Navidi game. And so all these people, like, the first 6 people who went in the merge are, like, it didn't change anything. So there was no dynamic shift ever.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. And that's the thing. Libby, Dez, Jenna going boom, boom, boom. And then Michael, it's like, who cares? Like... Yeah. Like, we knew that was coming. Like, we knew that those people were going to go. And then for Chelsea to go after Michael, it's like, well, Chelsea wasn't on the show. So, of course, she goes. And then we lose Kellen before the finale, which is a bummer. I mean,
yeah, like, that would have added a little bit of something if we had her.
Yeah. And you know, like, Donathan was also getting heat because it's like, oh, he's like throwing himself under the bus. People think he's like getting ready to quit. Donathan's just trying to stir it up. And it's like,
yeah, you can't God hate forbid he tried to play the game because
you
Laurel.
Can't, you can't hate Laurel and Donathan. Like, you can't. They're playing complete opposite games. So if, like, you hate them both for doing what they're doing, it's like, then you don't want anybody to do – you just want people to, like – I don't even know what you want people to do because you want people to do nothing. You don't want them to try to make a move. You just want them to sit there. Like, I don't know what you want then. Like, Donathan's going for it, but I feel like he aligned with somebody who's – I think Laurel probably looks back on this at the end and realizes, damn, if I would have gotten rid of them, I really could have won this game.
I thought she was going to win like early merge. I thought she had it.
She's going to kick herself over this because I think that Laurel is somebody, I don't think she'll get asked back to play just because she's not willing. It doesn't seem like she's willing to make the big move, which production won't like, but I think that Laurel, had she made a move earlier, could have been a very likable person to make it to the end that would have had a lot of fans, a lot of the jury would have liked and respected. And I think that she could have gotten votes at the end. But if you're going to go with Wendell and Dominic, like, nobody's going to vote for you.
Yeah. And her thought process, we talked about this in the episode 13 recap. Her thought process is sound. It's the right thought process of there's two people who are in an alliance. I'm the one who sticks out. I get those middle ground votes. But I'm not sure if she's actually going to get those. So actually, why don't we start breaking it down? Why don't we see what Laurel can get?
Okay, yeah, let's do that. And I will say this too. She's almost playing as if the big pair was villains. The big pair are heroes right now. So that's what kills Laurel. They're not going to not vote for one of them because they hate them. Like, they're going to vote for one of those two. I don't think a lot of people's minds are going to be made up till this final tribal. And I think that this is maybe one of the only times that that's actually true. I think Dominic and Wendell have a lot of fans on that jury each. And I don't think this is going to be like the cult-like mentality of, hey, everybody like talked it out and said, we're going to vote for Adam, or everybody talked it out and said, hey, we're going to vote for whoever. Like, I feel like people's minds are going to be made up when they actually get to the final tribal. I'm sure Jeff will talk about that for hours and hours at this, you know, that'll be like his selling point of this finale if both of them make it there. But I will say Angela and Sebastian, I don't see either of them making it to the final three. I'm going to say that right now. So I'm not even going to really talk about it. If either of them do make it to the final three with Dominic and Wendell, or even with Wendell and Laurel, Dominic and Laurel, Donathan and Wendell, Donathan and Laurel, they aren't going to get any votes. So I don't think it's really worth talking about. Mm-hmm. Even Jenna, I don't think votes for Sebastian. Sebastian voted her out of the game. So why is she going to vote for him?
She was pretty pissed at him, I think.
She was. So I think that, like, if somehow Angela or Sebastian made it there, they are going to get zero votes. So they're like non-factors anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think either of them may get there. I forget. I think it was Eric Reichenbach who said that Angela just feels like a bitter juror. And like, and then you have Sebastian, who I feel like will just go out there and be like, hey guys, good job. You know, whatever. I think Sebastian's going to get caught with this extra vote. So you can cut those two out right now. And then it's just a matter of what is going to be the final three between Donathan, Wendell, Laurel, and Dominic.
Yeah, the only person who I could see in there, I could see Angela in there because at least she's got like some kind of story. And I mean, she gets up there. We haven't seen an ounce of her game, but I mean, she's got a really good story. But I think this goes back to, I forget like where I read this or who talked about it, but like Jeremy winning Cambodia and Adam winning Millennials versus Gen X, a lot of that had to do with if the jury could relate to them on a personal level. Mm-hmm. I remember the Cambodia jury was a lot of parents, a lot of people who had kids, and Jeremy was having a baby. And Adam was, there were a lot of like kind of quote unquote younger people on that jury. And Jay and Adam had something that they could relate to. And Adam had something that everyone could kind of sympathize with. So what makes me nervous for Angela is if she does make it, I don't know if she will, but I think she could, if she does make it, her story, which is not her fault, just wouldn't resonate with the jury as much because it's such a young jury who doesn't know what it's like to be married or what it's like to go through a divorce or what it's like to be in the military. And so I would normally say that's such an advantage for her, but in this situation, I wouldn't call it a disadvantage, but I don't think it would give her the leverage that in another season it could.
Well, and that's why another thing is like, I don't know how much pull Dominic gets for like, I played this for my family, I played this for my kids.
I don't think it has much pull.
You got to remember, Kellen already slit Brendan's throat with that, already slit Stephanie Johnson's throat with that. Like, so I think Kellen votes for Wendell pretty much in any situation in the final three here. Dominic would always talk to her and stuff, but I feel like Kellen might be the one who's a little bitter about all of this and says, no, I'm voting for Wendell to win the game because maybe she feels like betrayed that Dom actually did get rid of her at the last. I mean, she knew she was going home at the last tribal.
Yeah, I don't see her being bitter just because of the way she left. Like, she left with so much like grace and like was just so thankful that I think she'll vote for Dominic in that situation. I know now we're going all over the place.
This will be good. So let's actually do. Okay, let's start off.
Let's get this structured.
Yeah. Okay. So Wendell, Laurel, Donathan, Wendell wins, right? Like, no doubt. Dominic, Laurel, Donathan, Dominic wins, no doubt. We're in agreement on that.
Yeah, I hate that we're doing this, but yeah.
But we are. I mean, yeah. You can't.
It's
you
not
can't
anyone's fault. I can't like pretend to be like, oh yeah, like Laurel's gonna beat out Angela over her Sebastian. Like, I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, and if like Wendell sits there with Laurel and Donovan, right? Wendell gets at least 7 votes. Even if Laurel got 3 votes from like the Malolos, even if Libby votes for Laurel and Kellen decided, you know what, I'm going to vote for Laurel because she was like my girl or something. I don't know. Like, still not going to get enough votes to win. Not going to beat like Donovan's not going to get any votes. I don't think in any situation. Donovan is shown being very, very, what do you call it? He's trying to cause drama. And I think that outside of the game, they all probably like Donovan, but nobody's going to vote for him to win the game because I think that they're all like a little just like, eh, with his antics. I think they're over it. I think that he's done the same thing. Supposedly he's done the same thing a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think that if he gets to the final three, he doesn't get any votes.
I really think the only way that Laurel and Donovan, either of them, get more than like 2 jury votes is if they do get rid of Dom or Wendell. I don't see them getting, like, I could see them getting a pity jury vote or like someone pulling that. What did Reed do? He purposely voted for Jacqueline so that Missy would get third place. Like, I don't think anyone is that passionately against anyone who's left in this final six to do that. But I remember I said this in our last recap. Donovan, like, does this whole thing. Like, they split the votes. He almost goes home. And then he kind of looks at the jury like, huh, like, look at that. Look at how I made it. And then they cut to the jury, and they probably edited it to look like this. But for whatever reason, they cut to the jury, and the jury is just like, F this. Like, I'm bored. So yeah. I really think – I agree with you. I don't think they're really, like, feelings antics because they're not getting him anywhere. Like, I don't know. I think if it got, like, someone big to go home – even though Kellen was so obviously going home, maybe they would think differently, but I don't think they're amused by it.
I think it actually makes Donovan look worse last week because everybody was confident that Kellen was going home. And like, he was almost shocked. And it's like, well, dude, everybody knew that Kellen was going home.
Yeah. And it's like, you picked up your bag. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Like, and then you act like, wow, I can't believe I did that. And like, everybody knew Kellen was going home on that jury. So I think Donovan gets 0 votes if he sits next to, I think Donovan gets 0 votes if he's in a final three with Wendell, Laurel, Dominic. Any combination of them, I think he gets 0 votes.
Can you list out the entire jury for me? I don't have it written down because I'm lazy.
Wow. So we have the prepared one and the unprepared
one. For once, I know. Look at this.
Right? What do you mean for once, huh? So it's Chris, Libby, Dez, Jenna, Michael, Chelsea, Kellen, Angela. Well, okay, so Kellen. Those, we go down to there. Yeah, Angela, Sebastian. So here's the thing. Let's do, in all likelihood, okay, we are in agreement that Wendell or Dominic win if it's just them with any of the other 4 that aren't Wendell or Dominic.
Correct.
Okay, so there's really no reason. The only ones that there's really a reason to break down here then are if it's Wendell and Dominic together, and can anybody steal votes from them?
I think Laurel is
the only one.
So I'm trying to flip this. So If we put, I know I'm not doing this correctly. If it's Dominic, Donovan, and Laurel, excuse me, Donovan, Dominic, and Wendell, I think Laurel votes for Wendell or votes for Donovan, but I believe she votes for Wendell. So yeah, Wendell. The only person who I think could even vote for Donovan is Laurel. And if Donovan's sitting with Wendell, she's got to vote for Wendell. Those two are super tight, probably as tight as Dom and Wendell are, because Wendell's like actively attempting to mend this relationship. On the flip side, I think Donovan could vote for Laurel.
Yeah, that's what I think would happen. So just, I wrote it down. I wrote down all of the jury members, and then I wrote down like the order and who I think they would vote for. And for Laurel, I wrote Wendell number 1, Donovan number 2, Dominic number 3. So I'm in complete agreement with you there. But for Donovan, I put Laurel, then Wendell, then Dom. Because I think that Donovan, even though Laurel wouldn't make the move with Donovan, Donovan and Laurel have been very tight, and Donovan is pissed off at Wendell and Dom. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, here's your 5-4-1 where you actually get a winner. Like, I think, like, obviously it might not be 5-4-1. It could be 7-2-1 for all I know. But I'm saying, like, you will definitely get a winner in that situation. When it's Wendell, Donovan, and Dominic, that's where it's like, okay, now you're fighting for 6 votes because Donovan's going to get 0. So it's going to be a 6-4-0 or a 7-3-0. if Laurel's there, Donathan's definitely going to end up voting for Laurel, in my opinion, just because you saw him vote for Dominic last week. He doesn't seem tight with Wendell. He seems betrayed by Wendell. Mm-hmm. Wendell and Dominic picked, you know, Sebastian to go to Ghost Island. They picked Laurel to come with them. That pissed Donathan off. So I think Donathan does vote for Laurel in the end, and that actually might be the deciding vote, is that he doesn't vote for one of them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good point. I didn't think about that. He could be like that. Well, so you're saying like there could be a tie, as in there's four Wendell,
We have to talk it out. We have to talk it out. I'm not saying that I think it's actually going to be 5-5 or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, if it were going to be 5-5 and it's Wendell versus Dominic versus Laurel and Donathan were to vote for Laurel, that's, like, kind of the deciding vote, because then you make it 5-4.
Yeah. A tie would be really cool.
Not going to happen.
I know.
I wish.
All right. So you want to go, why don't we go juror by juror? You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go juror by juror. And let's do this in the Wendell, Dom, Laurel. And then we'll do also Wendell, Dom, and Donathan, just to see if it changes it at all. Because I remember, like, it was interesting in Cambodia. Wentworth would have done better with Spencer and Jeremy, I think, than if it was like Tasha and Jeremy. Like me and Will had like talked about. We had talked about it. We didn't realize how much everybody hated Spencer. So
and they all kind of hated Tasha too.
They did. They all hated Tasha. But yeah. Anyway, so we'll start with. We'll start with the man himself. We'll start with Chris, the turning point of the season.
The greatest character on this season.
The end of the string of really great boots and the beginning of, oh my God, who are these people? what was it? D&D, when they had their podcast, it was Who the Heck Are These People? Was the name of like their assessment. And it's I still felt like that once we hit final 11 on this season. Yeah. So or final 12. So who the heck are these people? But let's start with Chris. I think Chris is really a no-brainer. But Chris also... What's interesting is we saw Chris's relationship with almost every single person in this finale, and he's like the only person we saw have a relationship with every single person in this finale.
Yeah. Chris Noble was playing quite the social game.
Isn't that crazy? Because we saw him with Wendell, we saw him with Laurel, we saw him and Donathan talking about the you know, their mothers. We saw him with Angela because he was the only one who was with Angela. We saw him and Seb in the first episode, and then we saw him fighting with Dom. It's insane that Chris Noble
is the cornerstone of this season. Like,
it's crazy. It really is. Like, I could tell you his relationship with all those people for the next three jury members. I couldn't.
Couldn't tell you a single one. So I'm going to – you said Chris is a no-brainer. I want to put mine out there because I'm curious if I disagree or agree with you. I think he votes for Dominic, no question.
Really? No, I think he goes Wendell, no question.
I remember you'd said that. I think he goes for Dominic because they were good sports about it. Like, what I liked so much about the Chris and Dominic is they, like – really just did not belong in the same hemisphere. But when it was over, they were like, yeah, man, like, nice job. Like, Chris exited very, very gracefully. He took that well. He and Dom are like bros now, which doesn't really speak to what's going on at the Founders Tribal Council. But I think Chris is going to look at Dom as, we were these two big titans and we went at it and you deserved it, so I'm going to give it to you.
See, I think that they've bonded a lot closer outside of the game. Mm-hmm. But I think inside of the game, Chris and Wendell were closer. And I know that
we're closer. I do agree with you on that.
I know that we saw Wendell be like, don't ever rap again. He had that great like vote read, like when he voted for Chris. But Chris didn't hear that. And I think Chris still sits there and says, wow, like him and Wendell, like he was trying to work with Wendell. He was so excited to be in the tribe with him after the swap, all this stuff. And him and Dom were really going at each other's throats. And yeah, he respects it. But it kind of comes down to the same thing we talked about with Ben and Chrissy last year. You would vote for the person you respect if he's sitting next to two people that you don't think played well. Mm-hmm. I think that Chris thinks that Wendell still played a really good game and likes Wendell more than he likes Dom. So in this situation, he does vote for Wendell. He might respect Dom, but he would vote for Dom if it was Dom versus Laurel and Donathan. He's not going to vote for Dom if it's Dom versus Wendell and somebody.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, you're definitely right about he likes Wendell more. I think for some reason, because I'm trying to put myself in Chris's mindset, which is not something that I say I normally do. So I think, like, I feel like Chris will think, oh, well, like, we were the huge parts of this season, and just to continue, like, our big feud, like, to end our feud thing. Like, I think it's a bit of a, not an ego thing, that's really the wrong word, but just, like, you know, you ended my game, like, so I got to give it to you now. I think it's like Chris's kind of flavor for the drama. I don't know. I still think he goes for Dominic, but I wouldn't be surprised if he voted for Wendell because you're right. they were just closer.
Yeah. So, okay. So let me do this. Hang on. I need to like rip this off and write this down. I want to see if that vote actually ends up mattering in the end. So we can like put that as like a question mark here.
Oh, good.
But I still think that he ends up, I mean, I'm like convinced that he's going to end up voting for Wendell, but.
I mean, that's a very like reasonable thing to think. Like I'm
looking at the chat. They're all on your side here.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to put him down for Wendell. Let's see if it even matters. Libby, I have no idea. So I would say probably Dominic because they actually played together for longer, but that's the only reason.
I mean, she played with Libby longer than – I mean, she played with Laurel longer than she played with Dominic, technically.
I don't think she liked Laurel, did she?
I don't know how they felt about each other.
Yeah, I don't think they had much.
I would say Dominic. I really need the season to be over, and I need two DOM/Ns to never be in the same episode again.
Seriously.
I mean, Dominic is the only person who I can tell you that she had, like, any kind of relationship. But the whole time, he was trying to get her out. So, mm-hmm. I don't really, like, is she the kind of person who's going to vote for someone she respects? Is she going to have, like, a really awesome jury question? Does she vote for Donathan? Like, was she kind of tied with Donathan, or am I making that
She's
up?
She's not going to vote for Donathan, no.
Okay, then maybe they didn't. Yeah, then I guess she votes for Dominic.
You know, like, I think it's Dominic because, remember, they're the ones who voted out Bradley. Like, they did vote together on that Bradley vote. And I think that was a big vote because that was we're keeping you around and voting out a Navidi. We're, like, extending an olive branch, even though you're very threatening. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why Dominic – I think Libby votes Dom, like, almost every time. She's not – see, I know there's some people who be like, well, would she vote Laurel? And – I just don't think so. I think that Libby looks at Laurel almost like you realize that you missed your opportunity to work with me and we could have knocked out one of these big guys.
I just think Dominic's the only person that I've seen her really speak to. So I feel like it's got to be Dominic.
All right. So we're that one.
I think we're aligned on that one.
Okay. So we got 1-1 here. Desiree.
Desi is coming back from Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
Yeah. So we got Desiree.
I think Des goes Wendell.
That's what I had too. Why do you think Wendell though? Because I couldn't really give a good reason, but I feel like she goes Wendell too.
I think they kind of had a relationship that we didn't see. I think they did have something going. And when like during Dez's boot episode, I really this could be like massive revisionist history here, but I feel like she and Wendell were having a lot more communication than she and Dominic. I don't think she voted for Donathan. I don't think she voted for Laurel because Laurel's the one who like got her sent home pretty much. I think there was just a little more of a relationship with Wendell than there was with Dominic.
Yeah. So I think I had Des. I couldn't really give a great reason because we didn't see a lot of Des, but I do think it's got to be Desiree voting for Wendell. So mm-hmm. We're both in agreement on that one. Now I'm reading from the wrong column here. Jenna. Who do you got for Jenna?
It wouldn't be Donathan because he got her sent home. And I don't see her being a bitter juror, but I don't think she's a bitter juror. I think she just, like, you know, like she's not going to vote for someone who, like, definitely got her voted out. I don't think she had any kind of relationship with Laurel. God, I don't know if she had a relationship with either of them, Dominic or Wendell. What do you think?
Okay, so this is another one. I put down Wendell. But I didn't really have a reason. I think that this one might come down to if Sebastian goes out of the game and says, let's vote Wendell, I think Jenna might do it. I don't think Jenna cares. And like, I'm not saying that Jenna's
either.
I'm not saying that she's like going to follow Sebastian because I don't want people to think that. But I do think that she doesn't care. And I think that she's so annoyed by them, but she's not going to vote for Laurel because she's not going to vote for Donathan because, once again, like, Donathan played his idol. Jenna was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote him out. Like, I think she looked at Donathan as almost, like, stupid. So I don't think she has any real respect for Donathan. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she – maybe she votes for Laurel. I mean, could she vote for Laurel?
I feel like Jenna, like – and it is such a shame that we didn't get to see this, but I feel like Jenna has a very strong personality, and I feel like – I feel like Laurel's personalities and Jenna's just would not mesh. I think Jenna would find her annoying because Laurel is like level-headed and calm. And I think Jenna's like very, very exciting. And so I don't see Jenna voting for her. Like you said, I think Jenna's bored think Jenna's not having fun. She'll probably just vote for like whoever Michael votes with, because apparently she and Michael are super tight.
Yeah. So, okay, well, who do you think Michael's going to vote for then? Because that's the next year.
That's one I'm really not sure of. And that one is, like, to me, the most interesting, because Michael, like, we actually got to see a lot of Michael's game, but he's someone who just nobody wanted to play with. I feel like I have no real reason to believe this, but I feel like he was closer to Dominic than he was to Wendell. I don't know why. Like, maybe they talked once and I'm reading too much into it, but I think he goes for Dominic because I think Michael had to play like a big moves, play with your back against the wall kind of game. And so I think he'll find Dominic relatable. Not that Dominic really played his back against the wall, but at the beginning he really did. I think people forget that like Dominic was really alone at the beginning. And so I think Michael will see like, okay, Dominic went balls to the walls all game. And so I got to respect that and give it to him. Not that Wendell didn't, but I think Dominic's was just a little more like obvious. I don't know.
And this is why I'm so frustrated with the edit on this season, is because Dominic was supposed to be an underdog. He didn't have the numbers early in the game. He didn't really get control of this game until the beginning of the merge. He never really had to play his idols or anything to make this happen. And he's still hanging out in the game. And that's really frustrating as a viewer, because they could have played him up as this great underdog who overcame so much to get him and Wendell to the end. But they just didn't do that. Like, you always knew Dominic was going to somehow come out clean on the other side.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he was until, like, because the Morgan boot happened, and then he was like, crap, I have no one to play with. And that was when he and Wendell started working together. And then when he was on the third iteration of Navidi, he got rid of Bradley. So, he had a good underdog story. We just saw it differently.
Yeah. So I will say then, yeah, Michael, I had Michael voting for Dominic too. And
right, if so he where votes are we for, at right now?
Well, I think that you're right. If Michael votes Dominic, then I think Jenna votes Dominic. Cause I think Jenna's just like, who cares? Like, why are we even here? Sure. I'll vote for Dominic if that's who you guys all think deserves to win. Mm-hmm. Like, and sorry, Jenna, but like, this is what we've gotten from you. You just seem like you want to not be a part of this.
But I kind of mean it in a good way, because I actually think Jenna being bored is like pretty funny, because I think Jenna's really funny.
So now the easiest one to predict is Chelsea, because we saw so much of her.
I think she goes Dominic. Because I think they were pretty tight, and I think like he made it very clear he was tight with her from like what secret scenes and what exit interviews I read from her. She was pretty tight with Dominic. I actually didn't think you were being sarcastic, because I thought her picking Dominic was one of the easier ones.
Well, it's the only person we saw her talk to. Literally the only person we saw her like interact with who's still left in the game.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think she has to vote Dominic, because her and Dominic threw that challenge together. We might not have seen that, but that's what happened. So, okay. So in this situation, Dominic now has 4 votes. So he's really only 1 vote away from tying or winning.
How many does Wendell have?
He only has Chris and Desiree in this moment. So I'm giving Chris to Wendell. I'm saying Wendell got Chris's vote.
Okay. But yeah, what's my breakdown and what's your breakdown? Actually, let's get to the end and then we'll do it.
I'm going to get to the end and then we'll see if like this Chris one even matters or what we think here. Yeah. But Kellen, who do you have? What do you think for Kellen?
I think Kellen goes Dominic.
See, that's what I think too. But
see, I went into this podcast being like, I definitely think Wendell wins, but now we're breaking it down and I'm like picking Dominic every time.
See, but I think Kellen might not. I think she goes Wendell, because she's tired of how much everybody got. This is one. See, I do think that this could come down to the finale and be so many like twists and turns that happen in the finale that make this more interesting. Like, what happens if Wendell has to play an immunity idol to get to the final 5? And then he has to win the fire making challenge to get to the final 3. I think he suddenly gets more votes, because I think people look at that and say, oh my God, like that guy had to do so much more than Dom to get to this final 3. So I think that there's still a lot to be determined in this final 3, especially since we still have this fire making challenge. And I doubt this fire making challenge is going to be Laurel versus Donovan. Like, it's going to be one person from one side and one person from the other side, I think. And whoever wins that fire making challenge is going to get more respect. I mean, Ben, that made Ben look really good. And Ben also had idol plays that made him look really good. So that's my thinking, is like, if Wendell actually has to play his idol, which I think is more likely than Dom having to play his idol, just based on who we've seen people voting for and who people have been targeting first, then Wendell will have to prove himself more than Dominic did, and that might actually help him in the end. And I think Kellen might be looking for any excuse not to vote for Dominic, because I just think, like, I don't know if maybe it's because it was the only clips we saw, but it almost seemed like Dom could be, like, sort of patronizing to her in his way of just being like, you didn't even ask to look for the idol. You didn't even want to do this. You didn't want blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that that could actually, like, be, like, something that needs to be looked into a little bit. So I would say that Wendell gets Kellen's vote.
I'm glad you brought that up, because right now I think we're just basing these off of, like, we go into it right now and here's what happens. But I think this is why I originally thought, and do still kind of think, that Wendell's winning. Wendell's had votes his way, and Wendell has had many instances where he very easily could have gone home if one or two people flipped, and he never played his idol. So Wendell's back was against the wall, big quote unquote there, in the merge more often than Dominic's was. And so Wendell can kind of play that up. Like, people were always getting for me. People were always going for me. And like you said, if one of them plays an idol, that's going to look really good. And whichever one of them, if one of them ends up in the fire making challenge, that's going to look really good. So there's still a lot of selling points that are still to come out. And I remember Dominic during the Chris Tribal Council, he was like being all showboaty. And then afterwards he was like, crap, I should not do that anymore, because it's kind of obnoxious. So, you know, we haven't seen that as much with Wendell. So I think that's like the one advantage that Wendell has at this moment, that he's had his back against the wall and people have gone for him and he's been able to evade it every time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Wendell, I had said to you before the podcast started, I said, I think Wendell wins this game. And I think you had said the same thing. So I think that maybe there's something more that happens in this finale that keeps making Wendell look a little bit better than Dom. Because there's not much that separates the two of them. I know we've seen more from Dominic. So maybe the viewers saying, like, Dominic should win this game more than Wendell. His first vote was Donathan last week. Like, Wendell's been getting votes like crazy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it all comes back to Wendell got to talk about his girlfriend. He got to, like, what, build a chair or something. Like, I don't – like, a bench. What did he build? He built something, didn't he? Like,
I mean, I think he literally built everything.
Like we're seeing that, and, like, Dom is, like, so –
Oh, and the Sebastian seashell we got to talk
about. Sebastian seashell. Which I have Sebastian voting for Wendell if Sebastian's on the jury. I really think he does.
Who did he pick first in the family visit?
Sebastian picked Dominic first in the family visit, and then Wendell.
Okay.
But Dominic with his wife compared to Wendell with his dad, I think that was an obvious.
Yeah.
But I do think Sebastian votes for Wendell. And I think that what might end up happening here is, however Sebastian gets voted out, he might want to vote. Because here's the thing. We're also saying Jenna votes with Michael. What if Jenna just votes with Sebastian? Sebastian decides to vote for Wendell.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of going back on my Jenna votes with Michael thing, because I think you're right. I think Jenna just doesn't give a crap. And so she'll probably vote for, like, I could see her voting for the majority, or I could see her deciding to be contrarian, just being like, oh, you're all voting for Dominic? Well, screw you, I'm voting for Wendell.
Mm-hmm. I think that Wendell
is a wild card.
And I think Sebastian, the whole thing is, like, Sebastian was saying, like, Dominic and Wendell are, like, he's whatever the whatever fish it was, like, attached to the sharks.
I don't know what kind of fish it is.
But I think that if however he goes out, I think what it's going to come down to for Sebastian is who does the most after Sebastian goes home. Or, like, maybe Sebastian is your fourth place person who loses the fire making challenge, and he loses to Wendell, and Wendell ends up winning because of that. And hey, very easily Dominic could have to do both these things too. I'm just saying, like, for some reason, I feel like Wendell is the one who's been targeted more, which makes me think that Wendell is actually going to be the one who has a harder time. Wendell, I know Wendell's more aligned with Laurel, but Donathan, and I guess Donathan kind of wants to vote for Dominic too. So I guess there is a good chance that maybe Dominic gets the votes early on here. But for some reason, like, I feel like whoever has to win the fire making challenge between Wendell and Dominic probably ends up winning the season.
Because
I do think one of them will be sitting there in that moment, having to make fire against somebody else. I don't think they'll be against each other, but I think one of them will have to go against someone.
Yeah, I think you're right. You bring up a good point with whoever wins the fire making challenge. And I said it earlier this season that, like, I have had this revelation that I hate the fire making challenge, because I was, like, kind of okay with it at the end of Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. I'm so glad I don't have to say that as often as I did 6 months ago. But I really, really do not like the fire making challenge. But in this scenario, I think I'm going to be okay with it, because it'll give me a little a little bit of suspense going into this.
Mm-hmm. It will. It will. And then Angela, I think, votes for Wendell as well.
I think Angela votes for Dominic.
You do. So I don't have much of a reason.
This game, but every single person I've said is voting for Dominic.
Why do you think Angela would vote for Dominic?
I just cannot think of a time where she and Wendell have spoken.
I don't know. I feel like Wendell might have, like, I don't know. I feel like Angela doesn't really have much of a voice here, but let's say she goes to that jury and the people she likes most, which probably is Kellen, probably is Chris. I know Chris was like, you know, he wouldn't stop talking, all that, but her and Chris were kind of aligned in the game. If they all start getting in her ear, like, we're voting Wendell,
then I think she
I think she could vote Wendell.
Like, I think out of the Libby, or excuse me, out of the Jenna, Angela, Sebastian, because I'm assuming Sebastian's make it. Like, out of those three, I just envision them going with the group. I was going to say Libby, but I actually think Libby, like, cares about this game a lot. I have no reason to believe that, but I think she does. And so I think Libby will, like, make her own conscious decision, while I think those three will just kind of vote for whoever.
Okay. So, all right. I'm just going to write like Angela down here. But you think Laurel votes for Wendell, right? If Laurel goes to the jury?
I think who votes? What was that question?
If Laurel goes to the jury, she votes for Wendell, right?
Yes. I think Laurel.
They've talked about how, like, they're day ones. Like, yeah, people don't realize
she votes, how I was going to say she could vote for Donathan, because I think Donathan's more annoyed with her than she is with him. But I think you're right. I think she and Wendell are so tight. There's nothing else there.
Yeah. Like, they, so, and then Donathan, who do you think Donathan ends up voting for then?
I think
he doesn't vote for Dominic.
But why do you think he's more annoyed with Dominic than Wendell?
The last tribal council. I feel like Dominic might be, Dominic's more aggressive in his way of saying, I'm tired of you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Dominic is, like, mean or a villain at all.
He's just blunt.
I think he's blunt. And I think Wendell, even, like, when he won the immunity challenge last week and then lost it, it's because he wasn't as forward. And I think Dominic is very forward. I think Donathan ended up voting for Dominic because of that tribal council, because he was so frustrated and, like, screw this guy, he's being mean to me, I'm going to vote for him. So I don't think that Donathan votes that way. I think Donathan votes for Wendell.
I think he votes for Wendell too. I think he and Wendell were, like, kind of getting into it back at camp when Wendell was like, yeah, so here's the play. And Donathan was like, no, I'm going to start yelling at you. And then Dominic came and Wendell was like, IDK, what's going on?
Well, you know what? You know who Donathan probably votes for? He votes for Laurel in a Wendell-Dominic-Laurel situation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like even though he was really pissed off at Laurel, I feel like he at least had some relationship with Laurel. Like, we always said that he was kind of the awkward man out in that group before.
Okay, so here's what we have. Here's what we have. In a Wendell, Dom, and Laurel, we have our, this is at least what I have, and you can tell me if you disagree with these. We have Laurel getting one vote from Donathan. We have Dominic getting Libby, Michael, Jenna, and Chelsea. We have Wendell getting Chris, Desiree, Kellen, and Sebastian, and we have no idea on Angela, which I would say Angela goes Wendell.
I feel like you and I varied on some things, though. So is mine different? Right now you have 4-4-1 and then one question mark.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll say that in a Wendell, Dom, Laurel, I see it being 5-4-1. Wendell wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, a lot can happen in this finale. And this is another reason, like, everybody keeps saying this is such a predictable season, but you're sitting here with two people who really could win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, easily. Like, Wendell or Dom could win. Like, we went back and forth on so many people here, and who knows what's going to actually happen in the finale that makes it change. I just hope that they're both in the final three. As long as they're both in the final three, this season will move out of the bottom five for me. It'll probably move up a good amount, because no matter who's sitting there, they earn their way there. And that's the crazy thing. Like, it's looked so easy for Wendell and Dominic, but they've played really, really good games. Like, they've played so good. They haven't always been in control.
They're both going to go down as fantastic winners.
Yeah, like, they haven't always been in control. So I would say Wendell, Dom, Laurel, it's 5-4-1, Wendell wins. In Wendell, Dom, Donathan, I have it 6-4, Wendell beating Dominic. But you might have different than that.
Well, you wrote it down. I actually didn't write mine down for once. So whatever I've been saying hopefully you wrote it down, but I think the only thing I differ with you on is who Chris votes for. And I agree with you. I think Donathan gets no votes in the final tribal. I think Laurel could pull one, maybe two. Laurel could get like the troll vote. Like she could get like Jenna just being like, screw this and throwing a vote at her.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I think I'm missing something here because I still think Wendell's going to pull it out, but all of my reasonings have been that people are going to vote for Dominic. So maybe I'm insane. I don't know.
Well, no, because I think that's the whole point right now is Wendell versus Dominic is awesome. Except this whole season has been Wendell and Dominic working together against people we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this season's been rough.
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like for four people, we were like, I don't know, did they talk? Did they ever talk to them? Like, I don't think so. And that kind of makes it hard to predict. So that makes me think maybe there is going to be a hive mind going into this final tribal. But I think, like you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of factors in that we still have two idols. Like, they both have an idol apiece, and we have a fire-making challenge, all of which can be huge sales pitches once they get into that final tribal.
Yeah. I mean, what do you end up thinking? Because I know you did say Dominic for pretty much everybody. I mean, do you actually here and...
What were you going to say?
Do you sit here like if we do our 1 through 6 right now?
I think like, I have to say I can't go against everything I just said. Like, I don't know. I think Wendell pulls it out, but I think this is just because I don't know who has a relationship with who. So, I mean, if we go through our 6, I'm going to put Sebastian at 6. I'm going to put Angela at 5, Donathan at 4, Laurel at 3, which I'm assuming is the exact same for you.
Hang on 1 second. I go Laurel 3 for sure. I'm actually going to say Angela goes 6. I think she's going to be the first boot. I have Angela 6. I have Seb 5, Donathan 4, Laurel 3, Dominic 2, Wendell 1.
Okay, so we vary a little bit at the bottom.
And you have Seb, then Angela, then Donathan?
Yeah, I go Seb, Angela, Donathan. I think, well, but then again, Seb has that extra vote, but I really just don't think that's going to do anything. I mean, maybe that could get Angela gone, you're right, or it could get rid of Donathan. Like, I remember our whole reasoning that we thought Callum was going to make the finale is because we couldn't possibly have two invisible people in the finale. So, that theory clearly didn't work out. So, there's no saying that we won't have Dom, Wendell, Angela, and Sebastian in the final four.
Yeah.
You know? But at the end of the day, I think Dominic pulls it out.
So you're going to say Dom, Wendell, then Laurel, then Donathan, then Angela Seb.
Yes. I'm saying that because everything I just said proves to me that, or like with my obscure logic, says to me that Dominic's going to win, but I would be incredibly unsurprised if Wendell wins. Like, I really think it is so incredibly close between the two of them.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think
Wendell to win because he's my winner pick and because he's great.
And I ended up saying Dominic in my one of my games. I think it was in the cast assessment. I also said Dominic's going to win this game. But I don't know. I'm turned on it now, and I feel like it is going to be Wendell, but I feel like a lot has to happen in this finale for that to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to. Like, I think there's so much room for stuff to happen in this finale. That makes it, like, that's what makes this, like, this finale could be really, really good, even though this season was very, very meh.
Very, very meh. But what I do like about them, and I think this is why I keep waffling between Dom and Wendell, is because they both have personal content, but very different personal content. Like, Dominic's has been all about his family and all about, like, how he's working for his family. And Wendell's has been, he's got this girlfriend. Like, he's super tight with Laurel. He's, you know, he did that good thing for Sebastian. They both have found idols. They've both won immunities. They're just, did Wendell win an immunity? Is that wrong?
I don't think he did.
Okay, then
he said at the last tribal, he said,
he said, I don't have one yet.
Yeah, he said, I'll wear that necklace one time.
Okay, so that was wrong. But they're both good in challenges. Like, they both bring very different things to the table, even though they're playing a very similar game. And so I think it just boils down to who's closer to the other when it comes to jury members.
That's what it's going to come. It's going to come. I think it's going to be hard for people to differentiate between the two of them.
Yeah. I think going back to the earlier point, Wendell is a little closer in age to that other group. And so it could just be a subtle, deeper connection on that level.
Isn't it great though on what everybody said, this is the youngest cast Survivor's ever had, that we're talking about the two people who are going to win the game are either a 33-year-old or a 38-year-old. Like it's
Wendell's
the,
and 33? I know that
Wendell's 33.
Wow. He's aged very well.
Yeah.
I mean, age 33.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like they're old. It's just like we're talking about these two people as the winners for the season that's the youngest season ever, and they are actually two of the older people on the season, as weird as that is.
Yeah, that is super weird because neither of them are old, like by any sense of the word.
But they've run.
Yeah, Angela's made it to the finale, and Angela is the quote unquote oldest person on the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
It is. All right. Well, there you go. So Alexis says Dominic, I say Wendell. We did our cast assessment. I said Dominic, she said Wendell. I'm glad neither of us stuck to our guns here and we both just jumped ship.
It's like we knew going into it.
Yeah, we both thought that our ideas at the beginning were just, you know, I like your idea better than mine. That's all.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, yeah, because I have good ideas.
Yeah. Also, sometimes. I love this, like, 33 isn't old. Like, yes, we are aware that 33 is not old. It's old in terms of this season of Survivor.
Yes, we want everyone to know that everything we say is usually dripping with sarcasm.
Yes. Also, anybody who was wondering if we actually think Laurel's a bad person, we do not.
No, but it's just, yeah. After we said that, after we went on that, I was like, I should probably make a joke about how sarcastic this is, but I decided not to because I felt like that would ruin the joke. But I want to put it out there. I think Laurel is, like, a very good person. Like, I think no one can argue, like, how good and kind of a person she is after this.
Yeah.
Put that out there in case anybody's listening.
Yeah. For anybody who can't read sarcasm when it's the only thing.
I guess maybe can't hear sarcasm.
That's probably a better word.
You know.
All right, Alexa. So do we have anything else to say about this or is that what we're going with here?
I think this is what's happening. I think we're in for a really exciting finale. I mean, here's Healers Hustlers. They played that up to a really exciting finale. I think it was exciting, but I don't know if I loved it. But this one I'm actually really looking forward to because I think the final tribal is going to be awesome. And I think there's still, I sound like Jeff, there's still a lot of game to play. And by that, I mean, there's still a lot of game going on between like Dom, Wendell, Donathan, and Laurel.
In one of my most unpopular opinions, I think I have, I still think Healers, Hustlers is one of the best finales the show's had. Huh.
That is pretty darn unpopular.
Bring it, people. But I really do. I thought it was a really entertaining finale. I liked that Chrissy, Ben, or Devin really felt like they could do something. Ryan all of a sudden got this really crazy edit near the end where it was like, oh my God, could he actually pull this out? And yeah, so in my opinion, I think that is one of the best finales Survivor's had because you had two people who could legitimately win. And then you had Chrissy and Ryan, who all of a sudden was like, wait a second, are they actually going to win this? Because people are just like, Ben only got there because of idols. So
yeah, I think people are clouded by how much they hate the whole Ben situation. I can't really figure out like what I don't love about it. Like I do love it. I think I need to rewatch the season in like 2 years and then see where I feel.
Which one? Heroes, Healers, Hustlers or this?
Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. I feel like if I rewatch Ghost Island, I'm not gonna like it any more than I currently do, you know? And I don't think it's one that's gonna do better like Guatemala on a rewatch.
Yeah, I'm looking at my season rankings right now. I had Heroes, Healers, Hustlers at 24, right behind.
You had it pretty low. I had it higher up. I had it like smacked out in the middle.
I just really like all the seasons ahead of it. Like that was into my. These are all seasons I really like of Survivor.
Yeah.
You know, so like Game Changers.
Where did you move Panama to?
I moved to Panama to 19.
That's pretty good.
All right.
For Panama, like I know a lot of people in Panama, and also 19 is almost the halfway point.
It will be after the next run cycle here.
Yeah, so like 19 isn't a bad thing.
When we're sitting here next May talking about Survivor, if you're 19, you made the top half.
Wow, that is bonkers.
Yeah. All right, Alexa, do you want to just like close us out here and we can say that this is our last predictions for Ghost Island and
we solved nothing. So Phil and I had our winner picks and have since kind of switched on them. But yeah, this is our last finale or last predictions of Survivor Ghost Island, our last predictions for the next couple months. So tune in at 11 p.m. East Coast time 8 p.m. West Coast time. Phil teased me at the end of last podcast, and he said this might be the last West Coast podcast we ever do, to which I immediately collapsed and thought about all of the sleep that I will be getting for the rest of my Wednesdays of my life. But anyways, we will be live at East Coast time for the Survivor Ghost Island finale. We're really hoping it's going to be exciting. In the meantime, make sure to tweet at us. I'll try to live tweet. Like, I didn't do much this season, but I'll try to do it for the finale. Like us on Facebook. Hit subscribe on YouTube. We have a lot of really cool stuff coming up for you guys this off season, and so we're really hoping this season ends strong. And with that, please tune in this Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. See you then.
Bye.